Hello, church family. This is Pastor James McManus with Word of God Ministries. I want to thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. My prayer today is that this word encourages and deepens your faith. Again, thanks for tuning in.
Is anybody like me guilty of, at one point in your life, okay, Lord, I'm going to honor you. I believe it. I'm going to say tithing. I believe in tithing, which is the 10th. But this week, I'm a little short. This week, I'm going to need 95%. So you only going to get 5%. Y'all going to admit, anybody, you know we've been guilty at least once. Trust says no. 10th belongs to God. He'll bless the 90 and make it work. Even if you're doing it, even if you ain't doing it, say amen. Amen. Time is the same way. To say to God, I am going to commit one day of rest, and the other 6 days will just have to serve that day, but I'm not going to let these 6 days I'm supposed to work steal from this one day I'm supposed to rest. There are times you're supposed to spend with your spouse, and you can't let somebody rob that. There are days you need to spend with your children, and you can't let time rob that. If we're not careful, we'll let all the demands of the taskmasters tell us, you don't have time for your wife, you don't have time for your children, hey, you don't have time for church. What happens is the 6 days of work wanna rule over the one day of rest and say, you can't have this day. Is anybody but me been through that? Sure. So I'm staying up late and I'm getting up early. Why? Because I don't have enough time. And Haggai says, you're working and you're laboring, but your money might as well be put in a pocket with holes in it. Why? Because you're not honoring God with that money. So no matter how much you work, you still don't have enough. And yet, as hard as we work, we still don't have enough time. Maybe it's because we've not managed time the way God said manage time, and the time we do have, that 6 days is not blessed because we didn't give him a seventh. I'm not saying this from the position of rules and regulation. Let me show you what Jesus said. He says it better than I could ever say anything. Watch this in chapter 2, verse 23 of Mark. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day. That's the seventh day. That's not the first day. Today we gather, it's Sunday, it's the first day of the week. It's not the Sabbath. And he preached, hey, it's wrong. I've heard it. It's not right. It's not accurate. The Sabbath is the seventh day. The spiritual principle is you take one out of your 7 days and you give that to God. You give that as a day of rest. I'll explain more in a minute. There's two purposes for a day of rest. We're going to cover both. You say, well, why do we assemble on the first day of the week? They've been assembling on the first day of the week since the book of Acts. Jesus was raised on the first day of the week. Paul wrote to the church of Corinth in 1 Corinthians 16. He said, hey, when I show up on the first day of the week, have your offering ready, that there be no gatherings when I come. Paul was actually saying, when I get there to the church on the first day of the week, there don't need to be a gathering. What's a gathering? An offering taken. Because the offering should already be ready. We shouldn't be scrounging around trying to find a quarter and a nickel to put in an offering bucket. Now, here at Word of God, we don't use buckets in place. We don't even gather. I was told years ago, Pastor, you can't do that. How's the church going to be funded? How are we going to pay the bill? How are we going to make it? You don't pass button, they ain't going to give. That's been 3 years ago. The lights are on. We done bought some more lights. Hey! We done expanded to another campus since then. So don't tell me what God can't do. I don't believe that it requires all that. That because number one, and I'll get back to my point here in a minute. Number one, God's not after anybody's hands or what's in their hands. He's after their heart. And if God ever get a hold of my heart, he will freely have what's in my hand. We, as the church, have got to work harder, more to reveal the heart of God and the heart of people being connected to the heart of God. And then it'll be like it was in 1 Corinthians 16. There is no gathering because I already did it before I was even asked to. Because it's a heart matter, not a hand matter. Are y'all with me? Because preachers need to start practicing what they've been preaching. Amen. I was preaching at church once, they counted the offering, and they said it wasn't enough, and they took up another offering. I sat there the whole time thinking, man, if I could only do that on my job. Got my paycheck? That's not enough. Excuse me, financial clerk, I'm gonna need a little bit more. And then preachers tell us to have faith. Am I right about it? They tell us to have faith. And they're taking up three or four offerings. You have faith. I'm a preacher, so I can say this. Look at your neighbor and say, wake up. So they went through the cornfields. Are y'all there in verse 23? Yes. On what day?
Sabbath
day. And his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? Your disciples are plucking corn on the Sabbath day. It's the day he's supposed to be resting. Now wait till you see what Jesus said, verse 25. And he said unto them, had you never read what David did when he had need and was hungered, he and they that were with him, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priest, and gave also to them which were with him? Now read verse 27 out loud with me. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Oh, can we read that again? The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. One more time. The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. He said, religious folk, you think the Sabbath lords over man and makes demands of man and that man is subject to that day. He says it's the other way around. I made the Sabbath for man. It is a gift to man. When God made man, he said he will need a day of rest. When we don't follow the manufacturer's instructions, we malfunction. When we don't follow the manufacturer's instructions, we malfunction. Could our oppression, could our depression, could our anxiety, could our fears, could our suicidal thoughts, could our unhappiness be related to the reality we never rest? If you would, in your notes, write down the word restored. Restored, write that down. If you can't spell it, look at your neighbor. And go with me to Genesis chapter 2. So, you can't even spell restore without rest. And we struggle, like I'm struggling this morning. Man, my sinuses are acting crazy. Drainage is not listening enough. I mean, the weather's just absolutely just hot one day, cold next, don't know what to do. And man, we want to take some medicine. And the hoop day it is, and everything be well. And your body's saying, no, I need some rest. You're pushing me, I can't restore. I can't get restored. You're not giving me a chance to rest. It's like eating all the time. You usually eat all the time, don't ever rest. Your body can't catch up. Imagine if somebody went through the streets of Shreveport or Bossier, and all they did was pick up trash and put them in bags. And they gathered trash and put them in bags. And they bagged all the trash and left the bag trash on the side of the road, but never came back and picked up the bags. The trash might have been gathered, but nothing was ever done with it. It was just bagged up. Then more trash goes out. Now we got trash and bag trash. Rest is a chance for you to get rid of the bags. We keep compartmentalizing everything. We stick it in a bag and shove it over here. I'll deal with that later. I'll deal with that later. Got marriage stuck in a bag, messed up closet in a bag, car needs oil change in a bag. We bag it. We know it's there. We know it needs picked up. We don't ever do nothing with it. Back to the weird. Bags need to go to the landfill. If I eat all the time, I don't give my body a chance to get rid of what I already put in it. Oh, I'm messing with somebody now. I'm all up in your diet. You can't just eat all the time. When's your body gonna get rid of what you already ate? If you just made this simple rule that I'm not eating nothing past 7 p.m., and I'm not going to eat anything again until 7 a.m. You will have given your body half the day, 12 hours, to get rid of what you already put in it. It might just change your life. You say, I'm irregular. You're irregular because you don't stop putting stuff in. You can't just take in and in and in and in and there never be a release. I'm all up in your bathroom, man. Are you with me? You with me, aren't you? Well, we ought to be able to understand that when it comes to our digestive system, but why can't we understand that when it comes to our minds and when it comes to our marriage and when it comes to our family? I can't just take in and in and in and in and never digest what's been put in. A day of rest gives you a chance to process in the law that God, in the commandment of God that's found in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. God says, not only do I want you to rest, I want your animals to rest, and I want your land to rest. And God said, look here. I'm going to do enough in 6 days. I'm going to do enough in 6 days that you won't lack on seven. Some of you right now think, oh, you just don't know my schedule. You don't know my schedule. Ain't no way. But then ask Chick-fil-A. Now, no offense, McDonald's, I would pass you up to get to a Chick-fil-A. Even if I want a Big Mac. Because I don't know what Chick-fil-A has done, but they done figured out how to get folks through that line. I mean, three lines. Fastest growing fast food restaurants, Chick-fil-A, outperforming everybody, Chick-fil-A. But guess what? They're doing in 6 days what McDonald's can't do in seven. You say, how can this be? Because that's the principle of God. I am ready to put the name of Jesus out there.
Pastor told us to get the name of Jesus out there.
How?
Say something about Jesus. What about Jesus is the way?
What are you going to say?
What about Jesus above all?
Already did it.
What about Jesus changes everything?
I don't know, but Pastor's going to say make Jesus' name bigger.
Hold on. What are we doing?
What if we tried saying something about Jesus in Spanish?
¿Qué piensas sobre Jesús lo cambia todo?
We've done that.
Tenemos que decir algo.
So what is our message going to be?
What it's always been.
Jesus.
All right, Genesis 2, you there, say amen. Verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. What did he do? Verse 15, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Read that out loud. To dress it and to keep it. What does that mean? That means God gave man work before sin. Sin doesn't happen to chapter 3. Man was given work before sin. So you can't say, well, I understand God wants this day of rest thing, but I'm going through a lot. Okay, he gave man work before sin. Let's see what happens after sin. Go to chapter 3. Chapter 3, you get this, amen. How convenient. I was looking on my handkerchief. This is right here. I believe I received. All right, watch this. Chapter 3, verse number 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Read verse 19 up to the word bread. Ready, read. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread. Let's read that part again. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread until you die. So that's work after sin. Are y'all with me? So work was given to Adam before sin. Work was given to Adam after sin. So God recognizes because he judged us and said, hey, because of sin, you're going to work and you're going to sweat. Work will be hard. Nobody always likes their job. Go with me, if you would, now to Deuteronomy chapter 5. I'll give you two things to write down. I got 10 minutes to get all this out. Deuteronomy chapter 5. I wanted you to see that God gave man work in a perfect world. And then God showed him what the judgment of sin would be in an imperfect world, where work would be hard. So the Ten Commandments, I'm going to get two things to write down. The Ten Commandments came as a result of man's sin. It came post-sin. They were commandments given to a fallen man. And of the Ten Commandments, one of them is, you shall remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Remember the day of rest. When the Pharisees tried to judge the disciples because they plucked some corn, Jesus said, wait a minute, you got this backwards. Man wasn't made for Sabbath. I made Sabbath for man. But God made Sabbath before there was a man. Because before he made and had finished his creation, before Adam was even given the assignment, God had already labored 6 days and rested the seventh. And he didn't rest because he was tired, because he faints not, neither is weary. So the reason he rested on the seventh day, the Bible teaches, was to be glorified in what he had done. In other words, he worked 6 days, and then the seventh day was gloried in what was done in 6 days. And I want you to write this down. Write down this scripture, Exodus chapter 20. Write that in your notes, Exodus chapter 20. And then here's what I want you to write beside it. Remember creation. Remember creation. I want to make sure you get it, so in case you're not writing it, say it with me. Remember creation. That was the first thing that God said in Exodus 20 when he gave the Ten Commandments. Remember creation. Remember creation. Remember that I worked 6 days and rested the seventh. The seventh, I was glorified in what I had done in six. Two ways to see remembering creation. The word re means turn. So, recreation, 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 recreation. Write that in your notes, recreation. God wants me to have one day of recreation. Ooh, what you say? I need a day of recreation. What is a day of recreation? It's a day where I enjoy God's creation. And it's a day that I enjoy what God enabled me to create. Because you used to live in an apartment and you wanted to have a porch swing, but you couldn't go out in that apartment complex and hang your own swing. So you finally got you a house with a porch and you said, baby, we got to get a porch swing. I've been believing God for a porch swing since the day I swung on my mama's porch swing. And you went down there and got you a porch swing and you hung the porch swing on this porch. And guess what? It's got spider webs all over it, dirt dauber nest all over it, dusty and dirty. Why? Because you ain't used that porch swing. Why? You pass it too busy working to even enjoy the swing that you've been believing God for. You need a day where you just set up on that swing. Hey, just set up on your swing. Do your nails. Hey, look at the sunrise. Look at the sunset. Look at the lawn that your husband done mowed. Hey! Somebody walk out and say, Mom, what you doing? Recreation. I believe God for this swing. I'm going to enjoy this swing. Some of y'all believe God for a house with a fireplace in it. You ain't propped your feet up on that hearth not one time. Recreation means I'm going to enjoy what I've been working for. On Friday, my daddy would come home, he would take a shower, and he would put on his starch jeans. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Daddy has some starch jeans. Mama done put a crease in them bad boys. He'd come out with that aftershave, he done shave and cleaned up, put a little part in his hair with some baby oil. We drove down to the Commercial National Bank. Daddy would sign his check, slip it in a little thing, little thing go up to. The thing would come back, and Daddy pull out that $100 bill that he held out for himself. Open up his billfold, slide that $100 in and fold it, put it back in his pocket. Mama just looking at him. We'd go to the Western Sizzler and eat hamburger steak with mushroom gravy and a baked potato and some sweet tea. As a little bitty boy, I'm thinking his daddy got paid. Daddy don't normally wear starched jeans. Daddy don't normally wear that Stetson. Daddy got paid. Daddy is celebrating what he's been working for all week long. It's time for Daddy to get paid. It's time for you to enjoy what you've been working for. Oh, I work so hard for my kids. Good. Spend time with your kids. I work so hard for this house. Enjoy your house. You done worked hard and bought a boat you don't even fish in. Tell your neighbor, recreation. That's Exodus 20. But watch this second one, because this near drives the point on home. Deuteronomy chapter 5, when you get there, say amen. Oh, man. So, two things I want you to write down. Number one, remember creation. Remember creation. Where's your notes at? All right, write it down there. Don't go to writing now, it's too late. No, I'm just kidding. Number one, write down, remember creation. I need a day of rest to remember creation. I need a day of rest to enjoy my flower bed. You say, well, can I build a flower bed? Sure you can, as long as you're not a landscaper. Because if you're a landscaper, you do that 6 days out of a week. So I can't be doing on my day of rest what I got to do on these other days. But if I'm not a landscaper and I take enjoyment in flower bed, then I can build my flower bed on Sabbath. And if Pastor James ride by, I'm not going to try to cover up the flower bed. Pastor, we're just resting out here. No, your day of rest is you get to do what you want to do. If you want to build something, build it. If you want to do something, then do it. It's your day to do anything you don't have to do. Number two, I'm running out of clock over here. Number two. Remember redemption. Remember redemption. So let's look at it so you'll see I'm not making stuff up. Verse 15. And remember. And do what? And remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Keep the Sabbath day. And while you're keeping it, remember redemption. Why? Because Deuteronomy 8 tells us the taskmasters in Egypt would not let the children of Israel have a day of rest. And God said, you need to remember you're no longer in Egypt. So if I think in my mind I got to work 7 days, I'm still in Egypt mentally. Because you can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl. And God is the only one that can take you out of Egypt and then take Egypt out of you. What good is it for me to be out of Egypt, but Egypt's still here? What was Egypt? The place where the taskmasters controlled time, and the children of Israel didn't get a day of rest. And some of us today still listen to the taskmaster. You're setting up in your kitchen, your nice clean kitchen. You believe God for those countertops. You don't enjoy them, you're too busy cleaning them. How y'all doing? How your mama now? What are these countertops? Mama, they're clean. You about to wear a hole in them. They're clean. Put that rag down. Come sit down, mama. We're like Mary and Martha. And Jesus came over. And Martha looked over there at Mary, said, at the feet of Jesus. And boy, she's wiping that counter. I ain't believing this girl gonna sit down here. No, we gotta get all this stuff out, take the clothes in the dryer. I don't know what she thinks this is. She said, Jesus, how long you gonna let Mary just sit at your feet? I'm doing all this work. See, she wanted Jesus to rebuke Mary for sitting at his feet. Or was it Martha? It's in Luke 10, but it's one of them. And Jesus looked back, Martha said, No. You're always busy. You ain't busy because I came. You're busy before I got here. You'll be busy when I leave. We say things like, well, I got company coming, you know, the holidays are coming up this day. We make up all these reasons to stay busy. You're busy anyway. You get sick instead of resting, you go to the doctor and say, please give me a steroid shot. And you come home, I got a clean closet. Am I right? Like, shoot me up with some energy. Up all night long. Jesus said, no, Martha, you're always busy. Mary's chosen what's needful. I ain't taking this from her. The voice of the taskmaster. It won't hush. And God said, you need a day of rest to silence the taskmaster. You need to do two things. You need to remember creation and remember redemption. God said, I can do in six what you can't do in seven. Trust me. Oh, that's so good. When they walked around Jericho and them massive walls were going to fall and they were going to take that city, God said, yeah, march around it 6 days, but don't march around it seventh. On that seventh one, just shout. We got to start working 6 days and on seven, just shout. Hey, I'm done. I done clocked out. I've got my day of rest, and this is my day to shout. This is my day to celebrate all that God has done. I'm going to remember his creation. I'm going to enjoy this sunrise. I'm going to enjoy this sunset. I'm going to enjoy this pond, this lake, this park, this tree. I'm going to enjoy this house he blessed me to build. I'm going to enjoy this marriage he gave me. I'm going to enjoy these children he gave me. I'm going to remember creation, and when that taskmaster says I better get busy, I'm going to remember that I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Jesus has given me rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants to give us rest.
I want to thank you for tuning in to today's message on our podcast. If this word encouraged you, visit our website at wogm.com for more information and resources. I'm Pastor James McMenis. Have a blessed week.